A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day. 164 hours a week. 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
He's still world class, even if he is a big fat mess these days.
Authentic noise from the fans.
Well, they was giving all this, and I thought, no, but then they might do, and then they were doing it, and then they were like, whoa, and I was like, no!
Top bants.
Can you fit another one in there? He can!
Oh, time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
You are listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with me, Anthony Richardson, and former professional footballer turned current pundit, Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
Listeners, we have a very special show today. Coming up, we have an exclusive look at the referee's report on last night's controversial game before the FA get to see it. Do not miss that. That is an exclusive. And we have a preview of this weekend's big heavyweight championship fight at Wembley. And
that's going to pack a bunch.
I'm doing the intro here, Ian. Yep. And we also take a look at speed snooker, the new format of the sport that's taking the snooker halls by storm. Instead of a cue, Ian, they use leaf blowers. Looking forward to listening about that. But first, check out this trailer for tonight's must-listen documentary as part of the Horn All About It strand of programmes.
In 1998, athletics was all the rage. One man, who shall remain anonymous, had big dreams and even bigger pockets.
I'm former athlete Jeff Johnson, and in 1998, I had big dreams and even bigger pockets.
This man went to NASA and asked what they could do for him.
So I went to NASA and I said, what can you do for me?
And the biggest space agency on the planet designed a training program, the likes of which the world had never previously seen.
They designed a training program for me, the likes of which the world had not previously seen.
But it was to go horribly wrong.
It went tits up and then some.
They only ever did the zero gravity stuff with him, which cost a fortune and was not even remotely relevant to athletics.
I was good at all the zero gravity stuff, but that wasn't even remotely relevant to athletics.
Find out how it went even more wrong tonight on Horn All About It, 8 p.m. here on Sports Horn.
Get a horn for it. Horn All About It.
It's hornographic. That's going to be the best one yet.
Anyway, this is massively exciting. I have here the referee's report on last night's controversial game. It ended 1-0, as we remember, but the red card and subsequent 22-man brawl was a huge turning point. Now, I have to say, Ian, you know, we're not supposed to enjoy that sort of thing. But I have to say,
oh, it's great,
you know,
isn't it?
People say so-called fans, you're not a so-called fan unless you enjoyed a good old fight on the football field. And for once, I have the balls to stand up and say that, Ian.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you have balls. I admire you for getting your balls out live on air. And that 22-man brawl, I, for one, thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm. And when the assistant referee wimbled in, best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, well the FA are investigating, we have to say that. This must be a Sports On first. We get to read the report before the FA do.
Well, that's mad, isn't it? Because you read all the time, don't you? We are waiting for the referee's report before we make any statements. And yet, here we are, live on air, reading that report before anyone else. It's a milestone of radio.
Yeah.
I've never even seen a referee's report before, let alone read one.
Normie!
It's huge.
You know, maybe we get to influence the FA with what we decide.
No, I think, yeah, maybe.
I'm opening the envelope now, and Sandra's just in my ear, the producer, just said that we are not in any circumstance allowed to attempt to influence the FA in any manner whatsoever.
Right you are, Sarge!
Here it is then, the referee's report. Here are my hands. I'm actually shaking. This is that momentous.
It looks shorter than I was expecting.
Well, maybe he's got tiny writing. I think it's Jonathan Moss. It was a game packed with incident and controversy. And these are the details right here that will determine what action the FA takes. Opening the first page now, there is only one page. There is only one page.
Okay, and what does it say?
It says, and I quote... Oh, maybe we should have a drum roll here, Ian.
Yeah.
Don't do that. We'll just have it just have it as a sting.
Okay.
It says, game finished 1-0, sent red number 9 off in 83rd minute.
And?
And that is it.
Well, that's all it says.
That's all it says.
Wow. I'm stunned.
It's not even well written. Not even well written. Jonathan's missed the H out of finished, and so it says finished, and he's spelt minute wrong. He spelled it M-I-N-I-T, minite. That's not even worth anything.
Useless.
My four-year-old son could have written that. I don't even have a four-year-old son.
Well,
absolutely,
I mean,
pathetic.
What on earth are the FA supposed to do with that? Why are they even waiting for that? It's less informative than watching the game live. I can give them more insights into what went on than that report.
I guess it's like those investigations into politicians, isn't it? Minister does something they shouldn't have done.
No, naughty minister.
Minister denies doing it.
Then it's clever minister, isn't
minister
it?
Refuses to resign until there's a proper investigation into
the
it.
The waiting minister.
But then when the investigation arrives, it is simply looking at the minister doing the thing they said they didn't do, and that is it. That's it. If a referee wrote the investigation, it would just say, did the thing that they said they didn't do. Badly written. Nobody needed to wait for that report, but for some reason, we all did.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. If this referee, John Moss, had written that report, it would be riddled with typos, spelling mistakes, as you alluded to. The whole thing just make us even more furious than we already are. It makes me sick. It really does. I'll tell you this. Referees like John Moss are ruining democracy, and there's not a damn thing we can do about it.
Grow up, John Moss. Yeah. Grow up. On the plus side, that was a world first for Sport Radio. So exclusive here.
Yeah.
Exclusive here. And you can listen to it again on Sports Horn on all your streaming devices. Say what you like. But Ian Five Ankle's Breakfast Show never shies away from looking into the heart of the matter. We look and then we tackle the big issues.
Yes, we love looking at tackle.
We do indeed.
Good luck is all I'll say. Good luck to the FA sorting out last night's catastrophe with those, what is it, 10, 12 words? It makes me sick. Next!
Before we do the next, and we've got a great next coming up, it's time for the news headlines with Taj.
Sports Hall News.
Fucking waste of time.
Pointless.
4 hours we fucking
trailed
to
that since the farming news.
Fucking bullshit.
I mean, it's not all bad, Anthony. It was good radio. It was a first.
Was that great radio, was it?
I mean, no, I think so. Even if that referee, John Moss, can't write for Toffee Apples.
It's just toffee. I keep telling you, it's toffee. Not so, Toffee Apples.
I like Toffee Apples.
Yeah, but to be... like... you know, I mean, I've seen some of your ghostwritten pieces for The Mirror. You know, they are, to be fair, your first drafts worse than that referee report.
I'm the first
to
admit.
You've said, you know, that time you were asked to do a column piece for the Sunday People, and you literally just wrote, Robbie Savage has hair. You just wrote, he has hair. He had a new haircut.
Accurate.
He put out 4 pictures on Twitter, 7 on Instagram.
Well, that,
you just wrote he has
that
hair.
Was my source material, and it was look. I admit I've written some thin pieces, but we've never gone that bad.
You didn't use any word over 2 syllables. At least put some literary flair into it.
Well,
I'm just still angry with that ridiculous travesty of a fucking scoop we had there.
Yeah. I mean, as writers, words are our things.
Exactly, Ian. Exactly. What tools have we writers if not for words?
Is that Shakespeare?
David Walliams.
I like that. I like that. I'm going to use that.
Is there a fly in here?
Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah.
Right, that is not good.
No.
Is that going to buzz on the audio?
Probably will, yeah.
Right, okay. Sandra, can we... Oh, we're back in three. Sandra, can we get rid of that... Can we get rid of that fly in? Oh, we are back already. Apologies if you can hear a fly in the studio. It's just our latest guest.
How are we going to interview a fly, Anthony?
I'm jesting. Well, I'm jesting. It's just a jest.
Good,
it's just a jest.
I'm not sure we have a microphone small enough for
all
that.
Right,
little
Ian.
Fella.
All right. Yeah. Just, we've done the joke. Okay. We've done the joke. We've done the joke.
Right. Well, I think we probably offended him because it stopped. I can't hear him anymore. I read somewhere that flies die if they stop flying.
Yeah.
So this one has clearly just snuffed his lid. No, that's sharks, isn't it? I'm thinking of sharks.
It's a good job we don't have a shark buzzing around the studio, Ian. Let's get back on anyway.
We're going to need a bigger fly swat.
Okay, Ian.
Sharks. What? But what is the...
Let's move on. We're on air. Yeah. We have a text in from Steve in Manchester. Get your text in to 75358. He's done a drawing to accompany the words of that referee's report. And it is... Well, he says he's 33. But it looks like the work of a toddler.
It really
Ian.
Does. It really does. I guess that's the point. I guess he's satirically infantilising the referee.
Yes.
And why not? I'm all for that, Steve from Manchester.
The referee's actually pooing on the ball, if you look at it.
Ooh.
That is...
Yes. No, I didn't
that
notice.
Is pretty X-rated for a Microsoft Paint drawing.
I don't think anyone can see that on the radio. We'll be all right.
Right, now this is exciting, because the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show has teamed up with Sports Support, a fabulous organisation that encourages children from deprived areas to take up sports.
It really is a top
many years it's been going for.
I fully support sport.
I really do too, and we hope you will come to support.
It's a bit of a mouthful, but it's a good wholesome mouthful.
Yeah.
If you're an inner city kid, let's face it, your prospects
are
bleak.
Many.
Yeah, listener, put yourself in this position. Your dad, if you're an inner city kid, your dad will most likely be violent,
well,
or stupid, or violent and stupid.
Okay.
And that's if you know your dad at all. Your mum's probably on the game, and you're looking at a life being whacked up on drugs and being too thick to do anything about it. And that's no life at all, is it?
All right, Ian. But enter Sports Support, which goes into the worst inner city estates. Seems a bit judgy, this. And positively forces sports upon the kids in a thoroughly good way. Well, that's good, isn't it? It gives them a leg up, it says here, not a leg over. Sorry, I'll read that again. Not sure what that means. A leg up, not a leg over, not sex. A leg up.
I think it means it teaches them to stand on their own two legs.
And not shag, is that?
I'm not entirely sure. I don't think they mean leg over in the kind of...
Standing on their own two legs.
And not on other people's legs.
Okay, spot on. Right, fine. Okay, Ian... Yep.
It basically gives these poor sods purpose.
Right, okay, I got that. I mean, the language.
So don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
Don't get me wrong. The kids still need to put some effort in.
Yeah, right.
They do. It's not a one way street. They need their own determination.
Of course,
They need tenacity.
Yeah.
They need resolve. They need perseverance. They need tenacity.
You've said tenacity.
Yeah, well,
you
can't have too much tenacity, Anthony. You need stamina. You need endurance.
All of these things mean the same. Yeah.
And if you have all of these same things, a possible better life awaits. You certainly won't be fat like the povs around you.
Those povs are divs. Press release here.
Yeah, sport really is the way out for many of these kids.
And young adults.
No. It only goes up to big kids.
Right.
Young adults is a step too far.
That's a different scheme.
If they haven't sorted themselves out by then, it's too late.
Surely no one's beyond redemption.
It's too late, Anthony.
Okay, more on Sports Support later in the show. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Sit back and pour a foaming glass of sports chat into your ears. Here's a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What do you get the man or woman or other thing in your life that has it all?
Godfalls.
A new luxury sport fragrance by Bivouac de Boubou.
Godfalls.
Smell like balls for the sports fan in your life.
Godfalls.
Each bottle is made of solid gold and each fragrance contains flakes of 22 karat gold.
Godfalls.
If you have to ask how much, you probably cannot afford it in your life.
Golden Balls by Bivouac de Boubou.
Golden Balls is happy to sponsor the Ian Five Barrels Radio Hour or whatever this is.
Golden Balls, it really does make you smell like balls, Ian, but in a unique and intriguing and attractive way. And it's unisex, so which is really important nowadays in this day and age.
You can smell like ladies' balls if you want to.
You can. Now, we've had a text from Robbie Brady.
Ooh.
Oh, Robbie Brady, that is the Robbie Brady from Bournemouth. And he said, lovely that you're inviting artwork on the show. Check your inbox. Here's something I knocked up on my iPad. Checking the inbox. Oh, there it is.
I'm not sure
that
we are
is
inviting, are
we? Well, we are now, Ian. That is amazing stuff,
yeah.
Robbie.
That's lovely.
That's lovely.
Actually, Robbie Brady of Bournemouth, that's really good.
That is a lovely black and white sketch of top drawing.
A lovely chihuahua,
Well, read the caption, mate. It says it's a picture of his favourite uncle. Uncle Bill.
Yep.
Who taught him how to play football.
Fair play to you. Uncle Bill. And Uncle Bill has pointed ears. But lovely, lovely. Thanks for sending that in, Robbie Brady.
Always good to hear from you. And best of luck next season. Now, Ian, you're holding a cricket bat and some fencing gear. Is this some sort of strange sports combination thing going on? What's going on, mate? Oh, sorry. Hang on a sec. Just got another picture coming in. This one is from former Scotland international Nigel Kwasi. Let's quickly open that. Oh, here we go. Oh, lovely. It's a bowl of fruit.
Oh, very colourful.
That is nice.
It's lovely, isn't it? I'd have that on my wall.
Yeah, Nigel Kwasi writes, drew this bit of sick really quickly. What do you think, lads? Cool. Nice one. Do you still want that on your wall, Ian?
Yeah. I like it. It's very colourful.
He's used a lot of different colours.
He's
that
all
is
the
colourful.
Colours.
Right. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. You're holding a cricket bat and some fencing gear. What the frick is going on?
Well, as you know, we're working with Sport Support, and they've asked me to introduce new sports into the deprived areas of this country.
That is a fabulous idea.
It is so fabulous. Yeah, these kids, they already know their footballs and their boxings of this world.
Of this world.
I mean, they're well covered. And besides, it can be hazardous lacing up the gloves of some of these little nutters. Mm. I mean, they'd lay you out in a second. They're often massive, even the nine-year-old girls. Yeah. So I thought outside of the box... So I reckon I'd teach them the delights of cricket, which in my view is the thinking man's football, and the delights of fencing. I mean, why should posh people have all the thrust and parry fun? Let's see what the people of the council estate can do with a sword and a full face grill.
Sounds like a winner to me. And if anyone can go into these, let's not beat about the bush here, if anyone can go into these war zones, it's you, Ian, isn't it?
Well,
isn't it?
I don't know about that.
Isn't it? You have form here. Ian is being very bashful here. He's a very humble man. But actually, Ian, you're a bit of a knight in shining armour, aren't you? With that sword.
No, I don't know.
He's got lots of experience being from the wrong side of the tracks himself.
They call you Daddy Ian, don't they?
Ian's fine.
Daddy Ian.
Just call me Ian.
I happen to know that at an early sports support meeting some 2 years ago now, you took pity on a pair of lads from a broken home and you adopted them. You put your money where your mouth was.
Yes.
You practiced what you preached.
Well, sort of, yeah.
Through the goodness of your heart, Ian, you went above and beyond to give these kids a home, two of them, even though you already have your own daughter, now grown up, from your defunct marriage with Denise. Yeah. So what are these lads called? Tell us all about them.
They're called Zach and Mickey.
Yep.
Full disclosure, they only live with me for a short time.
Oh, I thought it was a full adoption. It says on your Wikipedia page, personal life, you've adopted two kids.
Well, that needs updating.
Part of sports
then.
Support.
Because it was the plan, full adoption, but between you and me, it was a ruddy nightmare. They were a nightmare. They wrecked the place. Mm. They were feral. They wouldn't listen to a single thing I tried to tell them.
Right.
They had some very unsavoury acquaintances. I mean, real big fellas that looked like they'd do you a mischief. Plus, personal hygiene wasn't high on their list of priorities.
So where are they now?
Well, I gave it a real good go for those 2 weeks.
Oh, good go. A good go.
I just decided, look, I just popped them in the car. I drove them to a nearby wooded area and I let them out.
Yeah.
I wished them both well. Of course I did. Mm. Of course I did. I told them, I'm not the father figure you're looking for. And we linked hands. We said a little prayer. And then I said to them, fly and be free.
Yeah.
And off they went into the woods. And I must say, they've actually thrived these past 2 years.
Well, that is a beautiful story. And
Well,
there are plenty of people who wouldn't have even done that.
Yeah.
You know, and I label a few of your old teammates on that list of people that wouldn't have been that kind.
Yep.
Would Chris Bart Williams have been that kind?
I'm not sure he would have been, no.
Would Vinnie Samways have been that kind,
Probably
Ian?
Not. No.
Would Steve Harkness have been that kind, Ian?
No.
I
can say that with full confidence. I mean, I do go and check on Zach and Mickey every couple of months. I give them cash if they need it. But I can honestly say they're doing really well.
Mm.
And we have a much better relationship than when they were tearing up my house. As an example, I once caught them trying to put the dog in the dishwasher. I can't have that.
No
I
one
can't
needs
be
that.
Dealing with
Nobody
that.
Needs that. Well, that sounds like an unlikely success story. Now, a much more wrong side of the track sport is boxing, which we've touched on there. And who could fail to notice that there's a massive, massive, big, 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 massive, big, big,
big
massive,
big
big, 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 massive, massive,
big,
gigantic world heavyweight bout coming up this very weekend. It's on pay-per-view. £147 for the fight, plus the undercard, which is quite a good little deal there. It says that the undercard is an extra $3.99. In the first of a new feature, our very own Ian Five Ankles delivers what we're calling Sport Thought of the Day.
Sport Thought of the Day.
Take it away, Captain Ian.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. You're right there, mate.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you okay?
Oh.
You're all right. You're all right. You've just, Ian has just saluted. Oh, I shouldn't laugh because I actually look pretty sickening. You've just saluted there while holding the cricket bat there, Ian, as a sergeant major, and caught yourself right on the temple there. You're right.
Pants on, your mum's coming.
Sorry? Let's get to the travel news with Angelina. We'll be straight back in just a couple of minutes. Are you all right? Jesus. You've got a really nasty bump there on the side of your head.
Yeah, I can feel it. It's come up pretty quickly.
That is.
I think I'm all right.
What was that about my mum coming?
I don't know.
Are you seriously okay? You're right.
Yeah, I think I'm all right. Yeah, it's just
that
bump
is. It's not really a small bump, mate.
I'll be all right. That bat is solid.
Yeah, well, it's grade 5 willow, mate. That is.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
Right. The fly's back.
I feel a bit.
Can you hear the fly?
Strange.
You're right. Can you hear the fly? Can you hear things?
Ah, oh, that bloody fly. Right. Watch this. Watch this.
Did you just... You just inhaled the fly? Just swallowed it? Did you... Sandra, did you see that? He's swallowed a fly. Is that... We carry on. He's... I don't think he's right. He wouldn't be doing that normally. Just... You okay? You sure? Thumbs up. Are you all right, mate? Because honestly, like, you don't... You look pretty woozy and you're fine. Okay, you're right to do Sport Thought of the Day, though. Right, okay, we're fine. We're all back on track here, I think. Yeah, okay, let's... Thank you, yeah, I'll go back. Okay, 3, 2...
Sport Thought of the Day.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, and here, as promised, is Ian with today's sport thoughts of the day. Oh, flies back.
Dear Lord, thank you for the sport of boxing.
No, it's not meant to be religious, Ian. It's not like the sermon on Radio 4 that's done on the Today programme for no reason at all. Okay, yeah. Sport thought of the day.
Thank you for the sport of boxing, O Lord.
Okay.
For the dignity of punching one another in the head.
Yeah, just get it. Get
until unconsciousness kicks in.
Just get through it. Just
or
get
else
through.
Someone in the corner throws in a towel because they just can't stand the bloodshed anymore. Or until Anthony's mum comes wandering in without any pants on. That's what boxing's all about.
Okay. I think let's revisit that as we get closer to the fight this weekend. I'm going to do some betting news a little bit earlier than planned. I can assure you we take concussion protocol seriously here at Sports Horn. Ian will be getting the medical attention he possibly needs. We're going to get a doctor in here just to go through that, ask the questions, do that following Fine. The finger thing. And apologies if you can still hear that fly in the studio.
Bastard.
Yeah, right, Ian. Get Ian out
Bastard
of here, please.
Fly.
The Ian Five Angle Calls Breakfast Bets.
Today's betting news comes in association with Golden Balls and Sports Support, between them looking after the haves and the have-nots of sport. Manchester City are now 7-9 on to go a decade without losing. Frank Lampard offered at 22-1 to be the first England manager to be in charge for fewer games than Sam Allardyce, and Rory McIlroy at 5-1 to win the tie open in a Mankini, and that is your betting news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Bets.
Ian, you're destroying the studio,
I'm
mate.
Getting the fly.
Ian, just put the cricket bat down. Put it down.
The fly is gonna go.
Put it down. Oh, hang on, another piece of artwork being texted in for the love of. Okay, this one is from former goalkeeper Chris Kirkland. Oh, that's actually really good. Chris Kirkland has drawn me riding on a dragon whilst holding a big flag that has my own face on it. That is brilliant. Thank you very much, Chris Kirkland. Ian, can you stop smashing the place up for a second and look at this? Ian, come and look at this. Look at this picture, Ian.
I've got him.
Look at this picture.
I've got him. I've got a fly. I want former goalkeeper Chris Kirkland to do a picture of me on a dragon holding a big flag with your face on it.
Right, well, you've got your Nigel Quarty bowl of sick for your living room wall. Fair's fair, mate. Let me have this one. Okay, here's Kate, Ian.
Back.
Here's Kate with the weather. Ian, put the bat down.
No, I've got to get
Ian,
the fly.
Put the bat down,
your
mate.
Your mum's coming.
Can somebody get in here?
Next week on Sports Horn.
Sounds like a fun message. Who's it from?
It's from Kitty Spink.
She gave you her number at last.
She?
We're all going England crazy.
We're back in five.
That last guy sounded South African, Anthony.
Well, South Africans can be English, Ian. Look at our cricket team.
Sports Horn. Morning sport from dusk till dawn.
This was a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.